Good evening. This is VK2WI. Tonight's news broadcast from Amateur Radio New South Wales originates from the VK2WI facilities at Dural, Sydney, which is staffed by the volunteers of our broadcast team. Transmissions this evening are being made on frequencies between 160 metres and 23 centimetres. The announcer will advise on the transmitter status. In addition, automated relays will carry the broadcast through some regional VHF and UHF repeaters, and we thank the custodians of these systems for making the service available. Now, here are your announcer and engineer with this evening's news.
Good evening and thanks for joining us tonight. This is VK2WI News, live from our studios at Dural in Sydney. I'm your announcer for this evening, Al, VK2OK, and in engineering tonight we have Izzy, VK2CAA. The weather here is fine and mild, temperature around about 26 degrees Celsius outside. Rainfall at the VK2WI site over the last week was 14 millimetres, and our transmitter status is all operational. And on the ARNSW RadNet, VK2RWO is currently off-air, awaiting relocation to a new site. All other repeaters are operating normally.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. March 2010 marked 100 years of the WIA, the world's oldest amateur radio society. It was started in 1910 as a result of a meeting held in Sydney by a group of experimenters seeking a better deal. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
In the news from Amateur Radio New South Wales for this week, later in this bulletin, we'll have a summary of on-air activities from both Sydney and across New South Wales. We welcome any updates from clubs and groups. Simply email news at arnsw.org.au. Now, we don't need full items, just details of the activity and context. General inquiries can be directed to the ARNSW office via email to office@arnsw.org.au. or by leaving a phone message on 02 944 0123. Tonight we welcome listeners on the EchoLink Ham Conference and the Australian and New Zealand EchoLink Network. Callbacks will also be taken after this bulletin, and our thanks to John VK3HJQ and the Australian and New Zealand EchoLink Network team for making this relay available. Coming up next weekend on Sunday the 30th of November is the final Members Morning Meetup for 2025 here at VK2WI Dural. Gates open at 8:30 a.m. for parking and setup. The event kicks off at 9 a.m. with trash and treasure, boot sales and disposals tables. Tea, coffee and cold drinks are available throughout the morning, and the barbecue is back, hot from 9:30 a.m. with a sausage sizzle. And we're also bringing back the bacon and egg rolls. These sold out last time, so don't be shy. Once again, all barbecue proceeds support youth participation in amateur radio. Attendees arriving early are reminded that there is parking space available on the opposite side of Quarry Road, and we thank you for your consideration of our neighbours. Also, on next Sunday is the next get-together of ARNSW Radio Experimenters Group. It'll start at noon with a show and tell followed by a feature presentation. Antenna Day Part 2. Our second VHF UHF Antenna Day for 2025 is coming up on Saturday the 13th of December. Like last month, we feature several presenters on practical antennas you can build in presentations by those who have built them. Lunch will be provided and places are limited. Registrations close on Thursday, the 4th of December. Registrations are preferred by email to events@arnsw.org.au, and if you include three things, your name, your call sign and a contact telephone number. And please let us know of any dietary requirements. If you'd like to catch up on the presentations from Part 1 last month, they're all up on the ARNSW YouTube channel. 73 from Al, VK2OK, event coordinator for ARNSW. Now for the weekly solar and geophysical report, the data thanks to the Australian Space Weather Forecasting Centre. Firstly, the summary of activity from the 14th to the 20th of November. Going across the page, 10 centimetre flux for the 14th was 145. 15th, 132. 16th of November, 132. 17th, 122. 18th, 120. 19th, 123. And 20th of November, 121. The Fredericksburg A index for the 14th was 4. The 15th, 7. For the 16th, 13. For the 17th, 9. For the 18th, 4. 19th, 2. And 20th of November, 6. The Australian A index for the 14th was 3. 15th was 6. 16th, 13. 17th, 6. 18th, 2. 19th, 2. And 20th of November, 6. Estimated. T index for the 14th was 91. The 15th, 136. 16th, 110. 17th, 110. 18th, 114. 19th, 114. And 20th of November, 125. Solar flare activity was at R3 on the 14th with 3 M-class flares and a X4.0 at 0830 UTC. 16th reached R1 level with an M3.1 flare, and activity on other days was below warning levels. Geomagnetic activity in the Australian region was generally quiet to unsettled, but below warning levels. A weak geomagnetic impulse of 9 nanotesla was observed at 210213 UTC on the 16th, and another impulse of 14 nanotesla was observed at 0511 UTC. Isospheric F2 critical frequencies in the southern Australia were generally near predicted monthly values. Depressions of 20% was observed during local day on the 14th, recovering during local night. The 15th saw enhancement of 15% during day and 25% at night, and on the 20th was enhanced 15% throughout. The forecast issued on the 21st of November through until the 27th, solar activity has a chance of R1 levels, with active regions AR4874 and AR4288, showing potential for flare creation. Geomagnetic activity may reach G1 from the 25th to the 27th due to coronal hole wind streams. Maximum usable frequencies may be depressed up to 15% from the 25th to the 27th due to expected geomagnetic activity. Otherwise, a good chance of enhancements up to 15% over predicted monthly values. Now for the solar flux index update. Here are the updated solar flux index SFI figures for this week. Having finished October, we had a minimum of 118, average of 142, and maximum 187, with peak dates from the 1st to the 6th and 13th to the 20th. So far for November, we're expecting a minimum of 105, average 135, and a maximum of 180, with peak dates from the 5th to the 15th. And looking ahead to December, we're expecting a minimum of 105, average 129, and a maximum of 150, with peak dates from the 1st to the 11th and the 26th to the 31st. Update with thanks to Null VK2FUL.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. To submit news for inclusion in these sessions, please email it to news@arnsw.org.au by the end of business on Friday. you can help us with presentation by writing your news item in the third person and limiting it to about one A4 page in an easily read font. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. This series, written and produced by Ono VK6 FLAB, continues a weekly examination of the building blocks of amateur radio.
One of the single most recurring topics within our community is that of antennas. Everywhere you look is a story or a photo or a website or a contact about an antenna that came into being because somebody had an idea. Now, if you've been in the ideas field for a while, you'll have learnt that having the idea is often just the start of the process. After that, there's the planning, sourcing, building and testing. If you're lucky, you'll end up with something and a story to tell. If you manage to persist, you might even end up with a working antenna. The other day, I managed to have an idea that I'd not seen anywhere else. As it turns out, and perhaps not unsurprisingly, I'm not the first to have this idea. Despite that, what struck me is that I'd not seen or heard of this combination of antennas before. As you might recall, one of my earlier forays into antennas consisted of purchasing a set of monoband antennas. I intended to use these on my car while operating mobile, but despite countless unsuccessful attempts at making them work, the project ended up being abandoned and written up as a learning experience. That said, each of these antennas works just fine on a roof, just not on the roof of my car. Recently, I'd been reading about how much separation is needed between antennas that are resonant on different HF bands, and my research unearthed the idea that while they might affect each other to some degree, the overall effect appears to be not that large. Combining that with an antenna called a fan dipole, I wondered if I could do the same with some vertical antennas. As it turns out, yes, you can. It's sometimes referred to as a fan vertical. Before I get too carried away, a fan dipole is an antenna that consists of a set of dipoles that are all fed from the same feed point. Imagine three or four dipoles, each for a different band, with each centre connected to the same ballon. Each of the legs are spaced apart, so they're not touching. After a bit of tuning, you'll end up with a combination antenna that works on each band. The beauty of this is that it takes up the same amount of space as the largest dipole, and you'll only need one feed line, rather than several. You'll also only need two skyhooks, so you won't have to plant a forest before setting up your antenna farm. For all those reasons, I wondered if I could make a single feed point for all my vertical antennas and get the same benefits. At one point, I got so excited that I started modelling this in CocoNec, an antenna modelling tool based on NEC2, but my learning curve exceeded my skill set, so I had to postpone that in order to actually do some income generation instead. Discussion with fellow amateurs encouraged my tomfoolery, unearthed prior work, and assured me that it would work, and since then I've started down the procurement phase and have now got some SO239 connectors, a piece of metal, and ideas to space holes evenly with a central socket to connect my coax to. I plan to solder all the connector centres together with some thick copper wire and use the metal plates to connect all the shields together. The only fly in the ointment at this point is my unhealthy relationship with drills. You might remember that I managed to drill a hole in my hand a while back. All healed, I was incredibly lucky, a delightful scar to remind me. So if at all possible, I'd like to avoid such a thing. Last time, all I wanted was to make a single hole bigger. This time I've got four 16mm holes to drill. You'll be pleased to learn, just as my partner was, that I'm now able to use a drill press, and I even splurged and added a vise. So if I'm not too clumsy, I should be able to avoid stitches this time around. What I'm hoping to achieve is a little group of vertical antennas connected to the same coax, mounted on the metal roof of the house, all but invisible to our neighbours without needing to swap antennas in and out like I currently do, and actually use those lovely monoband antennas I purchased so long ago. I may have to experiment with radials and tuning, and no doubt there's still a gap between theory and reality, but I'll let you know how I go. My question to you is, what antenna project are you working on? I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
For more information about this series, including audio, transcripts and other useful amateur radio resources, I know his website is vk6flab.com, and you can contact Ono by email to cq@vk6flab.com. Now for Weissen News. Weissen's next regular online members forum is this coming Tuesday, the 25th of November at 7:30 p.m. and members can raise any issues. The December monthly meetup for Weissen members will be 11:30 a.m. on Sunday, the 7th of December at ARNSW Dural, and will include a Christmas barbecue. Weissen New South Wales weekly voice nets are on Sunday evenings on several repeaters around Sydney. The WinLink net will be in 2 weeks' time. Check the Weissen website for details. Weissen New South Wales is a communications support squad of the VRA Rescue New South Wales. For more information about Weissen, you can contact the website nsw.weissen.org.au. Now for club news, we start this week with news from the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club up at Port Macquarie. The club's Christmas party is coming up at 10 a.m. on Saturday the 6th of December in the covered picnic area at the Long Point Vineyard and Art Gallery. Lake Cathay, please note, there's no December meeting. The next general meeting is on Saturday the 3rd of January. Foundation licence weekends and assessment sessions for all grades of licence are scheduled once sufficient candidates have registered. Best way to register your interest is via the contact form on the club's website. There are two club nets each week. The midweek net from 7:30 p.m. on Thursday nights, and the weekend net, 9 a.m. Sunday mornings. Both nets are on the VK2 RPM 2-metre repeater, which is 146.7 with a 91.5 tone, and EchoLink access is also available on the VK2 RPMR. For more information about the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, you can visit their website at orarc.org. And the site contains a wealth of amateur radio items in addition to club information. The September 25, 2025 issue of the club's bi-monthly newsletter Oxtails is now online and includes a full report of the club's 2025 AGM. Past issues of Oxtails are available on the website as well. The club is also on Facebook. Just search for Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. And this is from Henry, VK2ZHE, for the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. For voice contact with Amateur Radio New South Wales, telephone 02 9651 1490, which will take you to our message bank. For written contact, write to P.O. Box 6044, Dural Delivery Centre, New South Wales 2158, or email office@arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
Now for the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club, the club rooms at Carryong are open on Saturdays from 10 a.m. As always, members and visitors are most welcome. Next weekend, Saturday the 29th of November, will be the club's regular show and tell. If you have something you think others might find interesting, bring it along and chat about it. Alternatively, bring pictures for the projector and we'd love to hear about it. The club's Christmas lunch will be at the Carry On Clubhouse on Saturday the 13th of December, starting at noon. The clubhouse will be open earlier for anyone who'd like to come along, get on air and enjoy some radio fun. If you're planning to attend, if you can let the executive know, so catering can be arranged. At the time of submission, all services at VK2RAG Summersby are operational, except for the 770-centimetre multimode repeater on 438.8. The club's weekly net is on Thursday nights, 8 p.m. on the VK2RAG 2-metre repeater, which is 146.725 with a 91.5 tone, and also via EchoLink on the Ham Conference. It's also live video streamed on the club's Facebook page. You can find out more about the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club on the web at ccarc.org.au, or you can phone 02 4340 2500, which normally goes to Message Bank, or on social media by searching for Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. And remember to follow the page to receive updates. 73 from Alan, VK2MG, Publicity Officer for the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. Now, the Fisher's Ghost Amateur Radio Club, the club's next monthly general meeting is this coming Wednesday, 26th of November, at the Campbelltown Performing Arts High School, Beverly Road, Campbelltown. Meeting will commence at 7:30pm. Visitors wishing to learn more about amateur radio are most welcome to attend. In December, the club is planning an exciting event, combining a huge fox hunt with a Christmas barbecue lunch, and everyone is welcome to attend. It's at Cataract Dam, Sunday, 7th of December, commencing at 11am. You can come for the barbecue or the fox hunt or both. BYO food and drinks. There'll be five foxes to find and three prizes up for grabs. The first three people or groups to find all five foxes will have their choice of the prizes. No need to RSVP, just show up, have some fun, a bite to eat, a drink or two, and a chat with other amateur radio enthusiasts. More details on the fox frequencies and timing will be provided closer to the event. However, the fox frequencies will most likely be the default VK3YNGs, sniffer frequencies of 145.3, 145.7, 144.25 and 146.5. We look forward to seeing all our friends and maybe some new faces on the day. As always, you can find out more about the club's activities on the website at fgarc.org.au under events. And you can find the club's website, as you were, the club's Facebook group, by searching for VK2FG. And this was advised by Pete, VK2LP, for the Fisher's Ghost Amateur Radio Club. The St George Amateur Radio Society, the Society's 2025 end-of-year gathering, will be on Wednesday, the 3rd of December, at Mortlake RSL Club, 25 Macquarie Place, Mortdale. I said the Mortlake RSL. It should be the Mortdale RSL. My apologies. Members and friends are invited to attend from 6pm in the bistro, level 1. Dress up if you wish or just spend some time and enjoy good conversation with your fellow friends and amateur radio operators. The Society's 2025 Annual General Meeting will be held in one of the adjoining rooms from 7:30pm. Everyone is welcome to attend the AGM. However, only St George Amateur Radio Society financial members can participate. Details of the AGM have been provided to St George members by emails. Members should contact the secretary if AGM information has not been received. For more information about the St George Amateur Radio Society's repeaters and other activities, you can visit the website, www.sgars.org. Hornsby and Districts Amateur Radio Club, the club's final meeting for the year, is at 8pm this Tuesday, 25th of November, at Mount Cola Community Centre. Centre's near the northern end of Pierre Close, opposite the eastern exit from fully accessible Mount Cola Railway Station. This month's presentations on power supplies, Andrew, VK2TIN, will talk about the EEZ Bench Box 3, which is something you probably can't buy, but can pick up from Trash and Treasure or a field day. The talk introduces a unique open test and measurement platform and details why the project failed. Teasing might come next. Then Matt, VK2BAI, will be doing a show and tell on his modified HP28A commercial power supply, which are more readily available. Haddock has three nets each week. Details of these and other nets on the air are in the activities on the air coming up next. For more information on the Hornsby and Districts Amateur Radio Club, you can visit their website and on Mastodon Blue Sky Facebook and X, search for club call sign VK2MA. And this is provided by Julian, VK2YJS, Publicity Officer for Haddock.
This is VK2WI nearing the end of tonight's news bulletin. On the Amateur Radio New South Wales website, you can find details of our services, membership and general information about amateur radio. The address is www.arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
I'm Matthew, VK2YAP.
I'm Stuart, VK2BMX.
It's time for your quick trip around the bands with activities on the air.
Daily, Manly Warringah Early Bird Net, 6:30 a.m. on or near 3690 kHz lower sideband. If that's too early, the morning net is from 8 a.m. on or near 7189 kHz.
On Mondays, there's the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net at 9:30 a.m. on 40 metres, 7115 kHz. Listen for VK2ATZ Portable. The Great Lakes Radio Club net is at 7 p.m. on VK2RGL. That's 147.1 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone and on Echolink VK2RGL-R. Hunter Radio Group VK2AWX News is at 7:30 p.m. on 146.975 MHz and 438.025 MHz. The Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club DMR net is at 7:30 p.m. on Brandmeister 50520, hosted by Ben VK2AFK. At 8 p.m. there's the Lightning Net on 1860 kHz with Net Control Steve VK2STG, the Haddock Net on VK2RNS 147.25 MHz, and the Waverley Amateur Radio Society Net on VK2RBV, that's 438.1125 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. For other activities online and on air, check the website.
Tuesdays, National VKDMR Net starts at 7:30 p.m. on Talk Group 505. At 8 p.m. there's the Blue Mountains Club Net on 3543 kHz. The St. George Amateur Radio Society Digital Net on 146.8 MHz. And the Southern Highlands Radio Group Net on VK2RHR on 146.825 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. The Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 80 metre net at 8:30 p.m. on 3666 kHz.
On Wednesday, the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net is at 9:30 a.m. on 7115 kHz. There's 2 metre nets throughout the week. See the website for details. At 7:30 p.m., the Hunter Radio Group net on 146.975 MHz and Echo Link node 1474 and the Armidale District Amateur Radio Club net on 3633 kHz. At 8 p.m, it's the Haddock net on 3608.5 kHz, Illawarra's 6 metre net on VK2RMP, 53.65 MHz with a 123 Hz tone, and the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club net, VK2RBM, 147.05 MHz with a 123 Hz tone.
Thursdays, Fisher's Ghost Amateur Radio Club net at 7:30 p.m. on VK2RFG on 438.65 MHz with a minus 7 MHz offset and a 91.5 Hz tone. Also on Echolink. Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, 7:30 p.m. on VK2RPM on 146.7 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. At 8 p.m, there's the St. George Amateur Radio Society Weekly Net on VK2RLE on 146.8 MHz. The Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 10 metre net on 28.466 MHz. And the CCARC Weekly Net on VK2RAG on 146.725 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone, also on Echolink.
Fridays, it's Morning Tea with Haddock, 9 a.m. on 7106 kHz. West Lakes at 9:30 a.m. on 7115 kHz, and then at 8 p.m. the Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 70 centimetre net on 439.675 MHz.
Saturdays, West Lakes Stone the Crows net, 6 a.m. on 3588 kHz. Illawarra Amateur Radio Society and net at 9:30 a.m. on VK2RMP 146.850 and VK2RUW on 146.675. Snowy Mountains Amateur Radio Club net 7:30 p.m. on Southeast Network VK2RFS 146.75 MHz, VK2RSE on 147.375. and VK3RDH on 146.625 and Echolink. Sundays, Westlakes DMR net from 8 a.m, usually on Talk Group 3802. Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club from 9 a.m. on VK2RPM. Wyson New South Wales nets 6 p.m. on Chatswood 2 metre or Currajong 70 centimetre repeater, 6:30 p.m. on DMR or HF, and 6:45 p.m. on P25. Check website for details.
Don't forget to get your activities on the air here. Send us through the details of your activity, email us, news@arnsw.org.au, or leave a message on the office phone, 02 944 0123.
Our next bulletin will be 10 a.m. next Sunday morning, including a relay of national news from VK1WIA. Well, that's about all from VK2WI News for this week. Your announcer has been Al, VK2OK, and engineer has been Izzy, VK2CAA. Callbacks will be taken shortly. If you can call back to the relay station that provided the broadcast to you on VK2RDX at Mount Bindo, callbacks will be taken with thanks to the St George Amateur Radio Society. And on VK2RNC Newcastle, Paul, VK2APA, is standing by. Here at VK2WI, we'll be listening for callbacks for those that took the broadcast directly. In the studio, I'll start with 20, then 80, 40, 30, and 160. In engineering, Izzy will take callbacks on VHF and UHF frequencies, and he will advise the order. All the best from the broadcast team here at VK2WI. Stay safe. Thank you for listening, and I'll give you a thought of the evening. The early bird catches the worm, but the second mouse gets the cheese.